How old are you?
Been to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn? Do you know Tim?
No. Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, shut up.
I didn't like have an aspiration of moving to New York, but my friend who was living there, she needs to ask me if we're ready to move. So
yeah,
we're
like, sure.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, sure.
How come you're ready to set up?
I thought that we had a deal.
your teeth, and my eyes are leaves of grass. But still, life is the hardest drug, cause it just lasts, and it lasts, and it lasts, and it lasts. And mine and our bed, are we make and we are made friends. We are all talking up a storm, like the fate of the whole world depends. Oh, shame on your pride, the pictures here hang like scales. Oh, shame on your shame, this dream that I dream went bad. Slow and steady sun will surely rise, but sure I will open up her.
Last
one sister, old as Everest, sings politely. One sister, young as acorns, calls the tune. And the third, we'll meet them halfway. She and I will share a birthday. Our two futures spool around a single spoon. And forethought, who's the oldest? Rodney Olives. And chicory to drink me out of bounds. These will make you dream. Try to wake up before you hit the ground. Running low of reason, season after season, we get lost just to have a shot at being found. And after thought, the youngest brought me whiskey. An elder root to parachute the mind. These will make you dream that you are flying. You better try to wake up before you hit the sky. Running high on reason, season upon season, we never win. We would never lose because we wouldn't try. And joy for my age brings me her blanket. Her wisdom glitters and lives in my eyes. This will help you sleep soundly the morning. We'll see you on the other side of night. Lucky we were born in the same year, I said. Who knows where I would be sleeping otherwise. Luck don't call the shots, she said, we deal. Man out, and though she smiled as she turned off all of the lights, she smiled when she turned off all of the
lights. All these songs are part of a project that I did last year, where I decided that it would be a good idea, for whatever reason, to write a song every day for an entire year. So to write 365 songs in a row and to tour the entire time that I was doing it, endeavoring to write in as many different places as possible. And so I set off on Easter Day of 2006, which was April 16th, and ended up completing that project, 365 days and 365 songs, later on Tax Day of 2007, which was April 15th, having played 215 shows and traveled 55,000 miles, 174 cities and 45 states. And so all of these songs are part of that project. The first song was November 30th, second song was December 1st, third song was December 18th. The song was on the 363rd day of that project, which of course was April 13th, in Waterbury, Connecticut.
How dead wings be.
Thank you.
So, alright, this song was written on, I think it was February 1st of that year. I might be off by a day, I'm not sure. I used to be really good about that, but my brain is making space for other things, thank God. But anyway, this song's called Forever is a Very Long Time. It was written in Pace, Florida, which is outside of Pensacola. There's not much there, it's just mostly a suburb.
We simply take the wheel of fortune, and then we strip its lucky brakes, and go careening down the mountain through the wind tunnel of fate. We have grass stains on our eyes from all the world we have to see. In cities like some fool's crush, we love and then we leave. I am one wall, you are two walls, we are three walls of house. I am one wall, you are two walls, we are three walls of house. My antique spirit is my living room, my heart, my leather couch. I strike the tambourine against my hip and hit the road again. Folks who brave the bravest risks on earth, but they never had no accidents. You set a course to the world's end. You'll find the end is endless. The darkness and the ocean and the panicking Titanic when it sinks in. Forever is a very long time. Let it sink in. Forever is a very long time. So I'll skip these hopping trains to face the body of my fears. And a bell around my neck to let your jingle heart be near. I can lay inside your love for me like a tiny raft in a tiny stream of time. My name would be known only as the Ellis Island you see. And maybe we can flee to little Egypt, grow a garden by the lake. You lynch tomatoes, I'll kill chickens. We knew all of them by name. Plant a sunset, I'll watch a tree, I'll hold your hand when it gets dark. But the purple sun is just another star, the earth another yard, and then it sinks in. I forever is a very long time. Take up quitting drinking, take the bottles off the fridge, out of the cupboard and the chimney strings, and stranger places in. I will collect them into bags, collect the bags into a can, which I will place beside the house where the garbage meets the garbage man. Look at them in there. The different shapes, the different colors, like a sack of seven heads of new and older lovers. It is too soon to say goodbye. I miss your hands on my insides, and the way eternal fingernails would scratch the back of my mind. I will not take you to the street tonight. I'll have you one more time, like silver fillings to a cavity, babe. I'm yours, babe. You are mine. Let's let it sink in. Forever is a very long time. Let it sink in. Forever is a very long time. Let it sink in. Sink in. Sink in. Santa Cruz, a few weeks after that. There's an enormous house in Santa Cruz. I guess not unlike this one. They do shows sometimes. But mostly they're just crazy parties where everybody's just wasted. And I spent a lot of time in my car on that year. Trying to isolate myself so I could actually write things. It was hard to not have a door to close. There was no bedroom I could go to usually to be alone. So I spent a lot of time in my car writing just so I could have space. I was in my car, I remember this pretty vividly. I was writing this song and there was a young girl throwing up in between my car and the next car. It was outside in the like, parking lot this party. That didn't really have much to do with the song, I don't think. You're not making any sense. You better take your meds. You better knock on wood and make a few old friends before your train derails. For the marriage never ends. Marry he, girl, die in the dream. The king of cups. You wanna breathe new worlds. What would it give for your giving up? I wanna shake you. You should see the ash of evergreens. You better sell all of your pets. I wanna take you. I wanna light this fuse that you found in me. The two of you have such a great big bed. You wanna breathe new worlds. God rolls many dice. As many times as he'd like. But you and me, we all get just one life. Some things we must decide alone.
Conversation short in the interest of playing more music. I was, but I wanted to ask you guys a question. I saw a flyer outside the door for a war protest thing that's going on here, I guess on February 12th,
yeah.
That's so,
yeah.
Which is pretty exciting. And I'm not sure if you guys are into conspiracy theories, but I think most everybody is these days. And there's one in particular that I find compelling, which is the whole thing about the government being responsible for the whole 9/11 thing. There's a documentary called Loose Change, which is frightening, to say the least. And the idea that a government of the people could kill its own people en masse to create the kind of climate which would enable it to do the things that it needs to do, to start a war, etc., is frightening and scary and evil on a whole different level. I don't usually talk about politics, but I was wondering, I guess, I don't think anybody's ever like done a protest kind of thing, like on a big, on a major scale, like in Washington itself, like the idea that our government is responsible for so many sort of bad things lately, and that nobody's doing much about it except the Daily Show, and I think it sort of falls upon our generation, our age group is responsible ultimately, and if we should have been doing, if we should be saying something and we don't, it's not the kids younger than us, it's not the old folks who have things to lose, and parents, mouths, mortgages to feed. It's us that are shamed. And I'm just wondering, lately I've been wondering if people would go, if there's a protest in Washington, D.C., called the High Crimes and Misdemeanors, called the Mr. Meaner something. But if people would go, would you guys travel an incredible distance to wave a flag in the face of this government? I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah? I hope so. I would just have to... What about September 11th this year?
Okay.
Oh, we got school going on.
No.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I think that would be cool, right? Like, election year, saying this government sucks. Like, yeah. This, so anyway, this song was written in Nampa, Idaho. I wasn't thinking. But anyway, sorry about that. Song or a faster, more exciting song?
A fast song.
Jesus.
Can you play a faster love song?
A faster love song?
Play the love song faster than you would normally.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'll do that. That'll make it really short. And then I can do both. That and the fast
one. Love is short.
How much time should we be done? We should be done, shouldn't we?
Yeah,
a couple more minutes. Okay, I'm gonna scratch both of those songs. Fuck it. If you guys really want me to play a slow love song, we can hang out in like in Pet Mall or something. This song is also a love song. This is my last song, everybody. It's called "This Is the Life." It was written on June 24th of that year. I have things for sale if anybody's interested. I have t-shirts, and I have in my possession what could be described as the longest album ever made. It's 17 hours and 20 minutes of music. It's all 365 songs that I wrote across the course of that year. It has all of these songs on it, as well as about 356 more. It has both the love song and the faster song on it. And yeah, lots of music. How can you fit that much music on a CD, you ask? Well, in short, you can't. Instead, you have to turn all of the songs into MP3s, and then you dump them onto a DVD, and then you package it like a CD, and you make it look really pretty, and then you tell people to deal with it. So it's essentially like an enormous MP3 library on a single disc. And if you put it in one of those gizmos, the gizmos will sort of like that. The computer will know what to do with it. All that kind of thing. So, and then I have regular CDs too. So, alright. So thanks so much for listening. If anybody knows how to organize enormous protests, come talk to me. Me and my dad were talking about it. He went to the Democratic Convention in 1969. So he's just like, well, just do it, man. That's what he told me. I think the idea is just to make it like, you know, just like something that's like going on, that's cool, you know, everyone's gonna be there, so you just go. I mean, he just went. He's just like, oh, everybody's going up to, Chicago, you wanna come? He's like, sure. Long hair and stuff. And so that's sort of what happened. And then people start beating, like the cops start beating everybody up, and all of a sudden, I don't know. So that'll be fun. Another reason to go. Okay. Alright, so this is the life, this is my last song. Thank you so much, everybody.
Swallow sailing by, this is the life.
very much. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not sure.